In a military coup on Wednesday, three former military officials seized the Mauritanian president, prime minister, and interior minister. Hours after they took control, one of the former generals behind the coup announced the new council's first act was to annul the dismissal of the military officials. Local journalist Saheed Ould Saheed says the streets of the capital, Nouakchott, remained quiet during the announcement.
Mr. General of Mauritania, Mr. Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz, announced himself as the president, new military president of Mauritania. As soon as the press communique was announced, the signals of the TV, they put it off. Because everybody is still shocked now in Mauritania.
Early Wednesday morning, the Mauritanian president announced the firing of the three generals. Shortly afterward, the generals took control of the National Palace. Saeed adds there has been no violence in the capital, Nouakchott.
There is no demonstration from the other side to support the president. There is no conflict in the street. It seems like in the street everything is controlled by the military.
Saeed says residents are using their cell phones to exchange information because the military has shut down the local media.
Yeah, national media, they are closed. We have only one national TV, one radio. They are closed and they are under the control of the army.
Mr. Abdullahi assumed power after democratic elections in 2007, 2 years after generals ousted the former president in a bloodless coup. Oil-producing Mauritania gained independence from France in 1960. Earlier this week, most of the members of Mr. Abdullahi's party walked out of a government session in protest. Kissi Ajiman, a sub-Saharan analyst for Global Insight, based in London, says Wednesday's coup is likely related to the walkout.
I think this has been related to the incident earlier this week when 48 parliamentarians actually walked out of the ruling coalition in protest of a number of things, but namely because of the fact that they felt that not enough had been done to address the soaring food price crisis, and they'd called for a commission to be set up to investigate the food crisis.
On Monday, Ajiman says the parliamentarians also requested an investigation into alleged financial misappropriations by the president's wife. The president denied both the investigation and food crisis commission, says Ajiman. Recently, countries in sub-Saharan Africa have staged riots in relation to the rising costs of food and fuel, but Ajiman adds Mauritania was in a uniquely unstable condition.
The democracy is very, very new, and it's had a series of coups. Whilst you do have, as I say, you know, food crises and uprisings and frustrations over that, of course, it will put more pressure on the ruling polity to address those issues. But to go as far to say that a coup could be expected in those countries where food crises did occur, I think would be certainly far-fetched at this point in time.
Ajiman says some sources have linked the former generals to the walkout. The president is currently being held in an undisclosed location. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.